KLIK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israel's war cabinet meeting late into the night, discussing a possible hostage deal for the release of some of the more than 200 people being held by Hamas. It's an agreement mediated by officials from Qatar, and it is not a done deal yet. More tributes for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter after her death this weekend at the age of 96. ABC's Morgan Norwood says she was equal partners with her husband before and after they went to the White House.
She was the first lady to maintain her own office in the East Wing while also attending her husband's cabinet meetings and traveling to meet with heads of state. As she would write in her memoir, "I was more a political partner than a political wife." Her husband calling her an almost equal extension of myself. Mrs. Carter was also a champion for mental health.
This is ABC News. With major advertisers jumping X over concerns about anti-Semitism,
Apple, IBM, Lionsgate, Paramount, and ABC parent company Disney have pulled their ads from X, formerly Twitter. The departures started Thursday when Musk agreed with a post echoing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that falsely claims Jews are organizing immigrants to replace the white race. That same day, the advocacy group Media Matters reported that X places ads for major brands next to pro-Nazi content, Musk then writing, "The split-second court opens on Monday. X will be filing a thermonuclear lawsuit against Media Matters and all those who colluded in this fraudulent attack on our company."
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Also in court today, arguments over a possible gag order for former President Trump. A federal appeals court in Washington will hear the case. Prosecutors want the gag order back in place in the case over charges that Mr. Trump plotted to overturn the 2020 election. Liz Landers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a high of 43. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 32. Tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, highs around 39.